Message number 83. Why God the Eternal Father is sending new prophets into the world. Friday, May 13, 2011 at 22:45. My dearly beloved daughter, for the doubters, especially my sacred servants who may dismiss my word through these messages, this is what I would like to say to them. Increase your faith in me by acknowledging that my word was given to the world not only during my time on earth but through the power of the Holy Spirit after that. Since the beginning of time, God my Eternal Father has communicated to mankind through the prophets. In this way, the teachings of the truth were made known to man to ensure that their faith remained strong. Other revelations and lessons in the truth were also given to mankind through the apostles, other devout disciples, and through the prophet John the Evangelist. After that, my word, my teachings, and everything that man needed to bring him the salvation he needs was in order. Now that the world is facing the biggest shift in its history, God my Eternal Father has sent new prophets to the world. These prophets, make no mistake, do not bring you new teachings, for that is not necessary. Instead, they are being sent for three reasons. The first is to remind mankind of the truth contained in the Book of Revelation. The second is to make man alert to the times he is living in so that he can rekindle his faith. The third is to help spread conversion so that my followers can form the biggest army of all in order to save souls. I am communicating through this prophet and others so that my word is heard in every corner of the world. Remember my absolute love and compassion. Listen carefully to all these messages, which not only proclaim my word as you know it, but which reveal to you my absolute love and compassion for every single one of you. Remember too my great mercy. All sinners will be forgiven once they ask for redemption. Importance of the Holy Rosary and Divine Mercy. While ecological disasters will occur, please remember that prayer, including the recital of the Holy Rosary and the Divine Mercy, will help avert much of it. Remember, my cherished children, that you who believe in me and my Eternal Father and who follow my instructions have nothing to fear. Also, let me remind you that because of the two great acts of mercy being given to you, the gift of the Holy Spirit which burst upon the entire world a few days ago, and the great warning, millions will be converted to the truth. This will be a great miracle and one which will bring joy to the multitudes. The persecution by the red dragon and those not of God. While Satan will rise through his poor misguided followers whom he pulls away from me, their only hope of eternal salvation, this will be for just a short period. It will, I must warn you though, be a frightening period of persecution headed by the red dragon and those political entities not of God. Through prayer and the sacraments you will find the strength to persevere during these trials. All of these events have been foretold and must come to pass so that evil can be finally stamped out in the world. It is necessary, therefore, that this purification and series of chastisements take place, because only then will the world be ready for the new paradise on earth. Never ignore my calling. It is only when you see the prophecies revealed to you by my chosen messengers begin to materialize that you will know for sure that it is I who speaks with you. Your divine Savior, Jesus Christ.